Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5867. Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Marcheshvan, Tavsh Yudches, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Apparently this was a situation, the person was in business, he didn't pay attention and the production, and they came out faulty, and some of the merchandise was no good. And the Rebbe says, I'm very unhappy about that. And the Rebbe says, not only is it wrong to waste, make things wasteful and not to pay attention, but especially people who give charity from their earnings, if you're earning less, you're giving less charity. Let's see, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the 16th of Mar Cheshvan and the one that preceded. And it's understood that I am not happy, ain't daiti noicha at all, from what it appears from in between the lines of your writing. He maybe didn't write so openly, but in between the lines, the Rebbe says, I read in your letter that because you didn't properly pay attention to your livelihood, and maybe he was somehow focused on very holy things, on his davening and on his learning, and he neglected his business. Harav says, it seems like because you did not pay proper attention to your livelihood, there is a blemish in your merchandise. So the Rebbe says, I'm not happy with that. Besides the fact that there is a prohibition, bal tashchis, you're not allowed to waste anything. If you give damaged merchandise, you got to throw it out. It's wasteful, which is also one of Hashem's commands, just like the other mitzvahs, not to be wasting things. But besides that, those people who separate from their profits proper sums for tzedakah, so then the above of not having the good merchandise and wasting, this impacts also tzedakah. You can't give as much tzedakah because you did not do it well. Rebbe says, now, that doesn't mean, so what is the Rebbe telling him? To invest all of his efforts in the merchandise? No. The Rebbe says, it is actually true and it is correct. Chassidus, the teaching of Chassidus emphasizes it, this specification, the Torah writes, it says, Yigia kapecho kitoichel ashrecha v'toivloch. Over there, the wording is, the efforts of your hands, the toil of your hands, what you eat, in other words, that provides your parnasa, how lucky and it's good for you. So basically, Chassidus says, I'm sorry?
Your volume is going
up and down very low.
So Chassidus emphasizes and says, the verse specifically says, the efforts of your hands. So Chassidus says that it shouldn't be the effort of your head. In other words, don't invest in your business the heads, the brains. Invest in your business the toil of your hands, which means that the deep, reflective meditation needs to be in spiritual matters, not in physical matters. But the Rebbe says it's obvious. So don't excuse this by saying, oh, I don't want to pay so much attention and my mind is elsewhere. I'm busy, you know, studying Chassidus and thinking about higher spiritual, about godliness. No, because this is obvious when it talks about doing for your parnasa, doing for your livelihood. Over there, the pasuk says, "Ube rachecha Hashem lekecha b'chol asher tase." The Torah says that Hashem will bless you in all that you do. It doesn't mean Hashem says you have to do. So it is impossible that it should happen with closed eyes. and just with your palm. In other words, you're not going to use your eyes, you're not going to look, and you're not going to, that's impossible. Because you need, at least, the Rebbe says, the intellect for the doing. In other words, you have to, can just do, close your eyes and do, and somehow it's going to be successful. You got to invest the, so there's a difference between using the intellect, the deep intellect, reflective for business, or the intellect needed to be successful in your business. That means you have to use the intellect that the doing should be fitting to the purpose of what you're doing. You should be successful in what you are doing. So the Rebbe says, it is my hope that at least from here and on, you're going to follow the way of the Torah also in this, that you're going to make sure to pay attention to your business, that it's successful, and do it the right ways. And that means that when we're dealing with livelihood matters, you should do and work at it in such a way that also, according to nature, you'll be successful. And then the blessed Hashem gives his blessing even beyond nature. And the Rebbe prays for him, v'yirotzen, that you should give good news in the above, with blessing for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe is not happy that seemingly because of his lack of attention to the business, he just neglected it, didn't go, it's wasteful. The Rebbe says that's a prohibition, but people that give tzedakah, you can't give. The Rebbe says that's not what it means when it says that you should work only with your hands and not with your intellect. That means reflective intellect, specifically reserve it for Torah, for godly matters. But the logic and the intellect needed to succeed in what you're doing, that's certainly part of Hashem's command, that you should be blessed in everything that you do. You got to do it all in a way to be successful.